press box, the rushing, passing, and receiving touchdowns is the third time anyone in school history has done that. So.
Sweet.
I'm huge. Yeah. Well, I gotta look like this. I'm gonna start running the option. I look like Scott Frost a little bit.
What's it like to be in the same company as former Heisman Trophy winner?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I wish it would have been a lot better if I was the first. But you know, I'll take the third. You know, those guys aren't bad company, I guess. But no, that's awesome. You know, me and I was trying to get Marlon to break a tackle, so we both could have done it. You know, on the same day, that would have been pretty cool. But he's just not strong enough. So no, but that would have been something special. But you know, that was a great throw by Marlon, and you know, the run, it was, you know, great blocking. I didn't get touched to the goal line, and then Mikey made a great play on the, you know, on that little over I threw him. So, you know, Niles had a great block on that play. So, I mean, I didn't really do too much. So.
Coach said you guys kept a real basic.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we had to. I mean, teams that had success against these, you know, that coordinator just kept it real basic. You know, 5-6 running plays, and then, you know, a couple passes that worked. And, you know, because you just don't know what he's going to bring. You know, he's so unpredictable, and he brings, you know, he brings 8 guys, 7 guys almost every play. And, you know, it's tough. So we had a couple plays where we knew we could, you know, what we call gap scheme, where we can just, you know, block, you know, on a little track. You know, it doesn't matter who it was, you know, who showed up, we knew, you know, how to block them instead of some of the man schemes we had against some other teams. And, you know, just the plan was great, and, you know, the guys really up front, you know, should get all the credit. They executed it great, and, you know, the backs ran really hard. Marlon ran great. Roy and Quentin, and then even Marcus at the end. So, you know, those guys are, that's good, you know, good to get their confidence up a little bit. And, you know, I know we've always had the confidence, but, you know, to put it on, you know, put it on film and do it on Saturdays is, you know, a little different. So, it's really good for those guys.
How important is it to take momentum into the final?
Is it
as important as we think it is, or is it kind of just
a fresh? Well, I think it's just important that we won, you know, and we played well. You know, it was a total team effort. You know, special teams, offense, defense, we all played well. I know, you know, Al missed that one field goal, but, you know, the kids were perfect since he got here. So, you know, we don't put too much weight into that. But other than that, you know, we played, you know, a total team game, which is really good. You know, it's exactly, you know, how we want to play. And, you know, I think that more than that, you know, gives us more confidence than anything. Just that, you know, all three phases kind of brought it today, and we all played well. And, you know, hopefully, you know, just get a little rest, you know, Sunday and Monday, and then get back to work on Tuesday. You know, we'll go against, you know, each other for a little bit, and then we'll get a jump up on, you know, Virginia Tech. And so that'll be good.
You showed that throwback pass from Marlon. Mm-hmm. Basic. You know, what you guys were talking about being basic. Uh-huh. Did you have any idea that was going to be in the game plan tonight, that it was,
yeah,
play was coming in?
Yeah, I did. I did. As soon as we got to the, it's got to be a left hash call. You know, as soon as we got, you know, into the, you know, 30-ish area, you know, red zone fringe, we were going to call it. And, it was, you know, it was a good call. They brought an all-out blitz, and, you know, that corner kind of knifed and, you know, almost read it for a little bit. And then I just, you know, Nate and Todd have been schooling me up on my releases a little bit, so I kind of gave him a little shake and released outside and, you know, got free. And so it was just a great call. We saw, you know, we run that play so much that, you know, it's, you know, we got a couple of tricks off of it, and, you know, that's one of them. And, you know, we ran it a couple years back with Zach Taylor, you know, against Colorado. But he's slow. He can't. He's so slow. I mean, I think he made it about 10 yards downfield, and I think his DN covered him. So I got a little more speed than Zach. So we ran it again, and you know, we ran it in practice, and it worked really well. And except, you know, the first time Marlon threw it out of bounds, and so we were hesitant on throwing it again. So we threw it again on Thursday, and you know, he made a better throw, and then today was perfect. You know, it hit me right in stride, and. It was, you know, he's just money when you turn on the lights, and especially throwing the ball. You know, he throws, you know, I don't know how many throwing touchdowns he's had, but, you know, every time we run a trick play with him and he throws it, it's, you know, perfect. So, it's just, you know, got to get him out there Saturday on the lights, and he throws a lot better.
Is that one big for the momentum of the game, the complexion of the game?
Yeah, I think so. Anytime you get, you know, a trick play, you know, run on you and it works, and especially goes for a touchdown, I think, kind of deflates, you know, the other team a little bit. And so that was a big point in the game. You know, we got great field position, and we decided to run it right there. It was, you know, set up perfectly, and, you know, They blitzed that play like we thought they were going to do, trying to stop that sweep that we run. And, other than that, it was wide open. So it was a great throw and a great call.
Just how big a deal was it having Murphy in there?
He played awesome. I think he led the offensive line in knockdowns. So, that tells you right there. He's a dominant football player. He can do anything he wants out there. He's so strong and so physical, but he's so athletic. It's just a killer combination. And he can be as good as he wants to be. He's unbelievable. And it's a big lift. Not just for the team, but for that offensive line. Everybody getting back together. They're comfortable playing with each other, and finally getting Murph back is kind of the last piece of the puzzle, and it just gives those guys a lot more confidence going out there to have him out there, because he's obviously one of our best linemen. I saw how open he was, so I was thinking maybe a big gain, and then he made that one guy miss, which was a really good move, and. And then Niles came from out of bounds and blocked the other guy, and it was just a great effort. I thought he was gonna put his head down and kind of run that guy over the goal line. Instead, he got flipped, but so I'll give him a hard time for that. But other than that, it was a great play, and it really kind of capped off the game for because I think after that, I think most of the starters came out, so it was a good cap for that game for us. Well, I'm all-purpose yards. I'm looking to jack up my all-purpose yards, so whatever they need me. I keep telling Coach Pooch just to put me on kickoff cover, but he won't let me do it. But Judge, Clarence Thomas called me Renaissance Man. I can kind of dabble in a little bit of everything, so that was pretty cool. That was a good compliment from him, and It's just cool just to be able to kind of play little different positions instead of just dropping back and throwing every player handing it off. It's fun to get in the mix. Kind of like you're growing up playing. You play every position you can, and it's just a lot of fun for me.
Joe,
I think we're getting there. We're working hard, and I think we had a great week of practice, and I think the guys are starting to understand that we're going to play on Saturday the way we practice through the week, and these guys, they came out with great intensity and great preparation during this week, and it showed today, and so I think the guys, we're starting to get it. We're not there yet, but we're getting there. We're moving in the right direction, which is always good, and we still had mistakes today. We still could have been a lot better, and but, it's football. You're not going to play a perfect game. I don't think anybody has yet. So, we're striving to get better. And, there's obviously we had a great effort today. We had a great, guys did great things. But, we still got some stuff to clean up. But, we're heading in the right direction.
Any part of this that you kind of temper at all because this is your third game and it's their first time up there?
No, not really. We don't care what game it is for us or them. It doesn't matter. We won the game. And, that's all we care about. We played well. We did things on offense that we wanted to do. Defense, played their tails off. They played great. And, we don't care what game it is. If it's the 12th game of the year or the first or second or whatever. It's a win. It's a win. And it had no ill effect on our win today.
You think twice about cutting the ball back to the middle?
Oh, tell me about it. We've seen him with these huge ice bags on, yeah. I was telling Coach Coleman, I was like, I don't know if I got to play back in the day. I got these little quarterback pads. I need some of his old linebacker pads. Maybe I could run the ball a little bit more. And I think Scott Frost was there. I don't know. I think he was at the game today. So hopefully I didn't disappoint him too bad. I don't know, not as fast, not as quick as those guys. But I tried my best, and it worked out pretty well today.
Anything else for Joe?
All right, guys. Thank you.